Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Hello, babies.
That right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station's beard of wonder. Why?
Today, Tony.
Day to you, Saya.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Not much, dude. Thursday.
Otter, how are we?
Hey, it's Thursday night football, Tony. We got Thursday night football.
It is Thursday night football.
We do have Thursday night
football. We do have Thursday night football. We have NFL football.
What?
We have college football.
What?
We have NBA. We have NHL.
What? What?
CPP.
CFBBBB.
That's
college football basketball.
We have World Cup rosters announced.
World Cup rosters announced. Yep. We're going to have to dive into that next week. How'd you boys do last night?
Skunked in the max and we reverse roles, Tony.
Yeah. Turns out I am now 0-4 on Tuesday night action, 5-0 on Wednesday night action.
There you go.
Buffalo fucking pissed that thing
Yes,
away.
They did.
Yeah,
yes,
seriously. Did. I fell to 8-2 overall.
Bro, woe is me.
Brutal night.
How was the NBA?
The NBA wasn't too kind. I think I was 2-3.
I was 1-1.
The Nets fucking walked the Knicks.
Yes, they did.
And
the Clippers fucking walked the Lakers.
Lakers stink.
People are calling for the Knicks to tank.
Really?
After last night, yeah, people are saying, hey, just pack it in.
To get Wembanyama.
Hey, at least you guys have a shot. I mean, the Lakers, they don't have any of their fucking picks until 2029.
I mean,
it's an absolute joke.
I don't know. I saw LeBron say that he's
going to... Why did LeBron sign that extension?
I saw that he's going to change his game record. He might start flopping. So.
Yeah, he fucking should. And so should AD. I mean, fuck this. This sucks.
All they got to do is watch some old film.
Yeah, I mean...
On themselves.
Correct.
A little bit of self-scout, a little bit of self-awareness. I mean, just out of, in general, the whole fucking Lakers team. Kendrick Nunn is the worst fucking shooter I've ever seen.
What do you think that locker room's like?
It has to be the most toxic thing of all time.
Oh, I think they're just drinking wine, having fun.
Yeah. Not yet. Way. Maybe later in the season when it's like fully done. All right, let's get in tonight.
What?
If... The weather doesn't show up like I think it will. I'm gonna lose so much money.
But I thought you were Tone. I thought you were Tone DiNardo.
Fucking Tony Weather, man.
Okay.
Tone said it would.
Let me pull it up here right now. Charlotte Weather. I'm gonna look Charlotte Weather up right now. Okay. Click on the hourly forecast. Right now there is a wind advisory. Clicked on the wind advisory. Remains in effect from 7 p.m. this evening till 7 p.m. Eastern Friday.
It's a big window.
10 to 20 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 40 miles an hour is expected.
So 10 to 40 is the range?
Well, 10 to 20 is like the consistent, and then it will gust. What, have you never fucking studied wind before, dude?
No, I'm just saying that like the 40 mile per hour gust could be at 4 in the morning, whereas 10 hour wind is...
Sustained.
The likely... That's nothing.
Sustained.
10 is nothing.
Tone said it was.
No, you obviously don't know how fucking wind works.
I'm just saying that 10 to 15 is nothing.
That's not true at all.
It is.
That is. Miles per hour is something. Kilometers an hour would be nothing.
Thank you.
10 to 15, I think, is the range where you are completing passes still.
Maybe. If you're a normal quarterback, not these two.
No, to your normal level.
Like that. Marcus didn't deserve that.
The rain percentage has gone down.
Oh, no.
But, so, Tony, you know who else saw these weather forecasts? The coaches. The game plan ain't changing. Let's fucking go.
I respect that bit. I was taking the Falcons no matter what the weather was, -2.5. I did add a few other bets on. But for the official pick tonight, the pick is... Falcons -2.5. They have the better run game. They have the better run defense. Do the Panthers, are they done for the year? Like, is that ship sailed? They let more people go. But my one official, now like personally, I put in a lot of different unders for a lot of different things tonight. But personally, the pick for me is Falcons -2.5 tonight.
Falcons covered 10 of 14 against the Panthers. Road team covered 5 straight in this matchup. Falcons covered 4 straight in Carolina. Give me Falcons. I'll take the money line. Fuck the points.
Yep, I am with what seems like fucking everybody. I was looking for a reason to take the Panthers.
Can't find it, can you?
Basically all week.
If Baker was in, I'd consider the Panthers.
I agree.
Yep, you know what really did it for me? A little law of the universe thing here. The Falcons have been alternating win-loss since October 2nd.
Respect.
So
respect.
You got to keep rolling with it.
Here, there are two unders that I will keep that I do like. Mariota and PJ Walker, their longest completion, both of them are 31.5. I'm going to go under on both of those.
Yep, I have a same game parlay as well. It is the Falcons money line, Cordarrelle Patterson to score. Shout out to the boost with Boston Connor to stay hot. Cordarrelle Patterson to score and Deontay Foreman to score. Boosted from plus 350 to plus 500. Good, I love that. I really love Patterson to score. And then Pitt's 25 plus. Pitt's 25 plus is only minus 275.
Okay.
40 plus is plus money. His over-under is set at 37.5. They need to get him more involved. When he is more involved, he typically has 80 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that the 25 plus is so kind of like neutered down due to the weather and Kyle Pitts basically never getting the ball that it's a must include in your same game parlay. In IMO.
Okay. Mitt, what are you doing tonight?
Personally, officially.
Like everybody else, I like the Falcons minus the 2.5. I looked at where the money was, and it's honestly, it's actually kind of on the Panthers. We got most of the bets on the Falcons, but I was seeing a lot of money on the Panthers.
Did you say it's on the Panthers, but it's kind of on the Falcons?
No, I said money's on the Panthers. The bets are on the Falcons. So it's kind of, honestly, I'm going against my model here, but fuck it. I hate betting against the Falcons. They cover a lot. They've covered a shit ton this year.
The only place you follow a model?
It's to the beach.
That's right.
Not like a bar.
Unless it's your own model. Unless it's your own model.
Exactly.
Nope.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't love going against it. And also, I don't love that everybody in the fucking office is on the exact same bed tonight. Yeah. So that's awesome. Oh, yeah.
That's never good.
Myth model.
That's never good. Okay. Good luck tonight. There was just some news I just saw. Matt Ryan was a full participant in practice today.
Hell yeah. Hey, Matt, get those pads back on.
You would think if you're Jeff Saturday, like...
You think Jeff was Matt a full... Ryan,
right?
You think Jeff was a full participant today?
Jeff would go back to pancake seven people, dude.
You would think Jeff goes back to Matt Ryan, right?
Yeah.
If Matt Ryan's in on Sunday, I'm taking the Colts and the points.
I mean, the news for the Raiders just continues to get worse and worse every day.
They should put Matty Ice...
Blake Martinez was the leading tackler on Sunday.
Is that true? What? And then he retired?
Yeah. On last Sunday...
He said,
the Raiders?
That would not surprise me. He did make a lot of tackles.
He said, hey,
he had 11 tackles last Sunday.
He said, hey, I just had the best game I'm going to have in a long time. I'm right. I'm out.
He just can't walk. It's probably the real case. It's Thursday and he can't walk. Probably.
Where's the fucking tarp,
Bruce? Other updates. Jonathan Taylor was a full participant. Ryan Tannehill was a full participant.
I wouldn't be shocked if Jeff Saturday strapped on the pads and was a full participant in today's practice.
That would be awesome.
I was waiting for those reports to come out. Jeff Saturday has pancaked 3 people in today's practice. That would be awesome. He wouldn't do it, though.
We're all going to end up on the Colts.
Yeah, probably.
That would be awesome. Okay. anyone taking anything in the college slate tonight? It is Tulsa, Memphis, Georgia Southern, and Louisiana Lafayette. I almost took... the Cajuns at home. I like the Cajuns. I like Georgia Southern, though, kind of as a team, too, so I'm staying away.
Yeah, I'm out. I thought about the Cajuns, too. I don't know. I just can't pull the trigger.
Me either. Any of you two taking college tonight?
I got nothing.
Okay.
Nothing jumping out.
What about on the college hardwood? What are you guys doing? Anything there?
We're
fucking locked. Yeah, I'm thinking we're taking stuff.
You want us to go over? How many you got, Bruce?
I can't believe I have one, two, three, four.
Son of a bitch.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I like App State minus 5.5 with NC Central taking the bus ride up the mountain. UMass, I'm on them money line. They seem poised to win and cover going away. then I'm on Southern Illinois at Oak State. Bit of a wobbly start for Oak State, and SIU seems like they could be a live pup. And then a long one here, North Dakota plus 30.5 at number 9 Creighton. Seeing a lot of Creighton overrated talk. I'm not sure if they have the firepower to win by 30 plus with North Dakota coming to town.
Okay.
Baby Bruce. I'm with Bruce on UMass Moneyline. I like Columbia getting 8.5 at home against UMass Lowell. Different UMass.
Yeah.
In the Battle of Kentuckys, give me Eastern Kentucky getting 8.5 at home. Classic matchup here. Brown getting 6.5 at home against Colgate. Give me Brown.
Ooh. Colgate's a cheeky
Citadel.
Bunch.
Citadel. Money line at home against Presbyterian.
Okay.
So, Citadel at home, they kind of fell apart because of COVID. But they have, like, they're, like, super strict, right? So I think the only thing fun to do is go to the basketball games at the Citadel.
Tough barn.
Tough barn. Yeah, exactly. But COVID fucked it up. But now I think we're probably back.
Stephen F. Austin, minus 4.5 at home against Gardner Webb. And then my last one of the night, Alabama A&M getting 1.5 at home against North Alabama.
That's a fucking huge in-state rivalry.
Alabama A&M is fucking fired up from what I've heard. They don't want to lose this one.
Okay.
All the spreads on the big teams are just so absurd.
Yeah, they're huge. Wait, there was one 24.5. I think it's Kansas. That was tempting.
Yeah, but they don't have a bunch of guys, don't they? Aren't they suspended for something?
I don't know,
dude. Wow.
I'm just 8-1. I don't know these things.
Oh, here we go, dude.
Wright State not covering 4.5 was a fucking...
Yeah, fuck that.
You're a mutt.
Am I?
You saying that just ruins yourself for the rest of the season.
You think so?
Maybe.
We'll see.
This guy's...
I'm excited.
Hey, stay confident, stay hot, Bruce.
He's more than confident.
I'm excited for the world to see bowl season,
he's
Bruce.
Cocky.
That's what I'm excited for. If you thought Tuesday, Wednesday, Maction was sharp, wait for bowl season, Bruce.
You're going up again.
No, what could go wrong? Nobody clip this and bring it up in a few months.
This show was created because of bowl season 2 years ago.
Congratulations on all the success.
that was fucking awesome. Let's go. Bowl season, Bruce, so bad.
Can't wait for bowl season. It's the best.
It is the best.
You want to talk about fucking Nevada sitting out all 21 of their starters?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, we'll fade them. Did you feel that?
Oh.
A stiff winter wind just blew in.
It's Jeff Friesen in here.
Oh, what a player. That was a hell of a player in his day.
Did I see... Was Alan Quay Shipley on with Barry Melrose last night?
He was. Barry didn't join us till late, but AQ held us over till then. Pat jumped in there, too. It was nice. It was a good time.
I'm glad that you have the gloves on, because we had a off-camera talk this morning, and I didn't like how it went. I'm glad that the gloves are here.
Well, everyone kept asking me, when are you going to take those off in like this real disgusted voice? And I'm like, well, I keep winning bets, so I'm going to leave them on till I lose. Kind of just made that up just to, you know.
Yeah.
But turns out I did lose last night. So
no, you didn't.
I looked at them as I sat down there. I said, I can't just leave these here.
No.
Like, they serve no purpose if they're not keeping these fingies nice and limber.
Correct.
So we got them back on.
What's the slate like tonight?
It's a decent slate.
There's a decent slate on the ice.
It's pretty big.
Oh.
Not massive, but big.
Have you seen the boost?
Crossover.
There is a crossover.
There is a. Do you know? Have you seen it actually?
Does it have Luka no, Doncic?
Oh, you're gonna hate it. You're gonna hate it so much. Okay.
Seems doable.
I mean, it's definitely doable. From my end, I've thanks. Never taken one quicker. McDavid 4+ shots on goal.
I'm gonna be sick.
Kale McCarr 3+ shots on goal, and Embiid to have and Embiid to have 25 points.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Should have thrown Luka Doncic on the NBA
Who
side.
Put that thing together?
Some fucking genius. I don't know.
We do know.
What's Tony wrong with that, Paul?
Stinks. He's all right.
What's wrong with that?
That boost?
Yeah. All hail Kale. He'll get some shots up. Connor, you know. He just Kane's just throw, out. Connor's going to put pucks on that.
We know.
Throw who one basketball game and two fucking hockey games. No, we don't need shots on net.
People love fucking shots on that. People love shots getting pucks on that, dude. On Twitter.
All right, let me fucking get to the NHL tab here.
Get to the slate, Tony.
Knights are at the Sabres. They're $1.60 favorites in Buffalo.
Yeah, this came down a little bit. Vegas was a bigger favorite.
Ooh, what happened?
8-game win streak for Vegas Golden Knights. Best team in the NHL currently. Looking for a 5-game sweep on this road trip. This will be the 5th of the 5 on the road trip. Buffalo just got embarrassed. Their last game, what was that, Gumpy? 2 nights ago, they had they lost 4-1 to the Yotes. The
Zamboni died.
Yeah, their Zamboni died. They had to tow it with another Zamboni. Can't have it. What do you call this? It's a revenge game, but is it a Jack Eichel revenge game? Is it a Jackie Aces revenge
this
game?
Is, or is it
a Buffalo revenge
game? No, this is a Jackie Aces. Yeah, look at that town treated him.
Jackie Aces.
This is a Jackie Aces revenge game.
Yeah, he might enjoy some Buffalo wings and then six
they
goals.
Had fucking bulletin board said get fucking Jackie Aces out.
Yeah, it happened last year and Buffalo whooped them pretty good. I'm back on Buffalo.
That
for
was
this
a different
one.
Aces team.
Vegas has been
Buffalo.
I'm on Buffalo. Vegas has been so good for so long. At some point, they have to have a letdown. Why not the last game of a road trip? Looking forward to getting home. Maybe gloss this one over. Jackie's going to be fired up, but are the rest of the boys going to be super fired up? I don't know. I know Buffalo's going to be juiced. So yeah. I think there's some value here with Buffalo.
Okay, I love it.
Plus 140.
Give me Vegas money line.
You never take Vegas. What the hell are you doing?
Riding it till it's dead.
Flames are at the Bruins. Bruins are almost $2 favorites.
Yeah, and good reason. They are 7-0 on home ice in the Garden. They're the only team without a loss of any kind at home this season. Charlie McAvoy, Jucky Brightlights, is back for them tonight.
Wow.
Their young stud defenseman.
When's Calgary going to bring fucking Johnny Hockey back?
He's in Columbus. Just
I know.
I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah. You thought it was bad in Calgary, pal.
You can't be Johnny Hockey in a city that doesn't know that hockey exists.
Columbus loves their puck.
When
they're good. Yeah. Calgary, speaking of, in the midst of a little road trip here, 0-4-2 slump lately.
Yikes.
5 of their last 6 losses have been 1-goal games, though. So they're keeping it close.
Yeah.
They're playing it tight. But I will take the Bruins 60-minute line. I believe it's minus 118. That's what I got it at least.
I'm with... Yeah.
You're with them? The Caniacs. Who?
Vladar's in net.
Yeah, Danny Vladar, the former Boston Bee, is in net against Linus Ullmark.
The Caniacs bring their 20,000 screaming Caniacs back home against the Oils.
Yeah, Caniacs let us down last night. It was tough.
The fuck
is an interesting matchup.
It is an interesting matchup. They were shut out last night with their backup in Antti Raanta. The Oilers are 4-1 on the road this year. I'm going with the Caniacs again at home. Looking for a bounce back here with Freddie Anderson. Edmonton's going to be missing a Vander Kane. Patty Maroon ran over his forearm with a skate, sliced that thing wide open. Complete accident. But Carolina, listen to this. Carolina, 27-7-3 against Western Conference opponents in the past 2 seasons. It is the best winning percentage by an Eastern Conference team against the West in the past 2 years. So give me the Canes at home.
Okay. I have
a... Caniacs, brother!
I have a... I have a problem with you guys.
What's up?
I feel like at one point this season, I said if the fucking Flyers are wearing the pants...
The pants.
Yeah, they wore the pants.
You tell me.
They wore the pants.
Because they're going to win that fucking game, and I want to put my entire bank account
they
on it.
They tweeted it, Tony.
Yeah, we don't know when they're wearing the pants.
I sent it to you, Tony.
You sent it to me?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
When?
Check our fucking
Dumpy's
chat.
Got receipts.
Well, they wore the pants and they won 5-1. It's the most predictable thing in hockey going right now.
The pants.
They should have worn them for the whole fucking game.
Are you guys waiting for me? Talk about the game.
Yeah, they go again tonight. They're in Columbus. Flyers, hot start, 7-3 and 2 start. Carter Hart did not play because of an illness. He will be likely playing tonight. So we will be on Philadelphia again.
You sent me that at 6:51. Puck drop was at 7, okay?
They don't drop the puck till like 7:08.
You got fucking 9 minutes.
Okay, I was probably doing something.
Could have put the bed in 10 times.
No, no.
They wore the pants, Tony.
Fuck.
Columbus has lost their last 5 games. They're 2-5 at home. Give me the Flyers.
I appreciate you sending me the pants. I will pay better attention next time.
There you go.
Sens are at the Devils.
Devils.
I believe Gumpy will probably be joining me on this one. The Sens are 0-6 in their last 6. Devils are 7-0 in their last 7. Give me the Devil.
The Devil.
60-minute money line at -125. Let's win this in regulation, boys. Let's run up that score at the Rock.
Hell yeah.
Rags are $1.60 favorites on the road in Detroit.
Ooh. Yeah, this is an interesting one. Rags have lost 3 straight. Both teams are coming off a loss, and the Wings just beat the Rags on Sunday.
Yep. Big revenge spot. The Rags are going in to silly little former hockey town Detroit and beating the shit out of the Red Wings tonight. I guarantee it. And the Breadman's going to net one.
Ooh.
A Brucey guarantee. I do like the Breadman netting one. I don't like taking this game. I'm staying away from this one. Looks like we will have Igor in that, though. That helps your chances, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking he will.
I'm thinking he better play better.
Coyotes are at the Isles. Isles are $3 favorites.
No thanks.
Okay.
Jeez.
Sharks are at the Blues. Blues are $1.60 favorites.
The Blues right now are one of the worst teams in the NHL.
No, not
they cannot be trusted. They can, fortunately for the Blues, the Sharks happen to be one of the other worst teams in the league. Mm-hmm. So, again, staying away from these shit bowls at least. Maybe there's some value on San Jose. I don't know. I'm not doing it.
The Blues are singing the Blues.
Blues, 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 singing the Blues. Preds are at the launch. $2 favorites, pretty much.
Yeah, Nashville. Poor, very, very poor start to the year. 3-6-1 in their last 10. Colorado's turned around a little bit. 5-3-1 in their last 8. Give me the Avs. Avs money line.
Avs.
Last game of the night.
Cool.
Chicago's at the Kings. Kings are $2.80. Favorites.
Yeah, and I think it has to do with Chicago's road record because they're 1-4 on the road.
And that's not good.
So
we got fucking Peter Mrazek in that.
Yeah, there's no value here for me with the Kings unless you want to go puck line. I'm not going to do it, but they have been scoring. They got some good offense. I'm staying away from that one as well.
Gumpy, you taking that one?
I'm good on Peter Mrazek and the boys.
So hold on, I need to find
Buffalo money line, B 60-minute line. Carolina money line, Flyers money line, Devil 60-minute line, and Colorado money line. That is all for me.
Okay.
Vegas money line, B 60-minute, Devil 60-minute.
Give me where is it at?
The Rags. Give Tony the Rags.
The Broadway blue shirts.
I've got 1 point tonight. It's fucking Gabriel Vilardi to have over a point.
Gabe Vilardi, the Italian wonder.
Yeah,
I love it.
Rangers are a lot.
He's a good player.
Boom!
Rangers. All right, you boys, better not lose in fucking Detroit.
They're not gonna, thank dude.
You. 40 tomorrow.
Yeah, just one game. Dortmund's plus money line at Gladbach. Give me Dortmund.
Gladbach.
The only player selected to the England squad who doesn't play in the Premier League. Jude Bellingham, an absolute lad, probably fucking snipes one after being selected.
Okay. Did we forget anything?
The Association.
Nope, did that one.
We did? The NBA? No, we didn't.
Did we not do the NBA?
No.
No. Tony, I don't think we did.
What's on me? Let's do the Association.
Ooh. I don't really love anything tonight.
That's on me.
But I am going to be sprinkling on a couple parlays, so take with this what you will. I liked Washington plus the 5. I liked Atlanta money line. I liked New Orleans Pelicans minus the 9. And then, I liked the Falcons. So,
okay.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Just one play from me, the Mavericks laying the 5 in Washington. No Bradley Beal, likely no Porzingis as well. Luka Doncic was 9 for 29 last time out. Ooh. He will not do that again. Mavericks going away.
Okay.
Wow.
Pal, anything?
Good touch, Bruce. No, I don't like the board tonight, my friend.
You know what we do like? You know when we do like the board?
Every day.
Every day, but tomorrow, Picks Friday, we will.
Oh, yeah.
We will hand out some picky picks, okay?
Yeah.
La Liga's already done. La Liga's last games were today.
Yeah, because they respect the World Cup.
I'm going to need
shipping
it.
Off, lad.
I'm going to need a dolly to carry around my Ole Miss ticket this weekend.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
There's nothing better than getting those "it's coming home" tweets going.
It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
The only problem is the U.S. is in this one, so it's coming here.
Yeah.
We'll find out the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes, we will.
It's actually
every cane for glory.
It's actually going home to the beautiful coast of Croatia as well.
Oh, okay. I forgot Bruce is Croatian.
Croatia's been trotting out the same team since 2000.
No. You obviously haven't poured over the World Cup rosters yet. All right. Checked out some of the new names and faces. Yeah.
Good luck.
I'm not working on Croatia.
Fucking good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.